He says, I know you're telling me, Isaiah, about the greatness of God. And I know you're telling me, Isaiah, about the power of God. But here it has been my testimony. God don't see what I'm going through. My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over by God. He's saying, I know you say God is great, and I know you say God is powerful, and I see what you're saying about the universe, but I come to tell you about little old me. He's saying, I know God can handle the big situations. And I know God got the sun and the moon down. I know God has keeping the stars in place. I believe, amen, that the oceans are not flooding the earth because God has set the boundaries. But my ways are hid from the Lord. And God don't see what's going on in my life. Anybody ever felt that testimony in your life? You know the power of God, and you believe in the power of God, but somehow, some way, it doesn't seem like God ever drives down your street. It doesn't seem like God ever sees what you are going through. It seems your pain escapes the eyes of the all-seeing God. It seems your trouble sneaks past this God who's watching over you. And so here, the writer here, here the saints of God, they've heard these 39 chapters of doom and discomfort. They've heard this 39 chapters of impending bondage that is going to come upon them. And somehow they cannot reconcile how God could look out for them in the midst of all of this that is going to come upon them. And they've kind of got themselves in a place where they've kind of given up right now. And sometimes, even as the people of God, we will kind of give up on God. And so Isaiah said to them, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding." Isaiah's got to talk to these people now because they've been going through some things. And they have become weary in their minds. And I come to tell you, when you become weary in your thinking, it's hard to get your thoughts right when you become tired in your thinking. Because a part of them believe that somehow God has forsaken them. And somehow a part of them believe that though God is great and powerful, he must be too busy to handle my individual case. And so they are in distress. He says, have you not known? Have you not heard? He said, you must not know the God we serve. The everlasting God, he neither is weary, neither does he faint. I come by to tell somebody, God ain't too tired to deal with your circumstance. I stopped by this morning to tell all of us, amen, that God ain't fainted yet. God ain't thrown in the towel on your circumstance. And God hasn't thrown in the towel on your situation. And so he says to them, he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like just falling out. My God, Marvin Gaye said, he said, when I see how they do my life, he just makes me want to throw up my hands and holler. Anybody ever felt like throwing up your hands and hollering? Oh, my God, you feel like fainting. He says, but he giveth power to those who are about to throw up your hands and faint. And he increases strength to them that have no might. I come to tell you, when you're at the place where you're about to throw up your hands, God told me to tell you, you're in the right place. Oh, my God, my God. We don't like to get to a place where we are about to faint. We don't like to get to a place where we are about to throw up our hands, because it's frustrating when I get to that place. It's wearisome at that place. And it is frightening at that place. But I heard him here says, to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. He giveth power to the faint. He increases strength to them that have no mind. And then he makes a comparison. Notice now what he says. He says, even the youth shall faint, and the weary and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Now he's making this comparison because we tend to assume that because we are a few years in age, because we've been traveling down the road for a little while, we're just tired because we've been running for Jesus for a long time. He says, no, no. He says, even the youth shall faint, and the young men, they shall utterly fall. He says, it ain't got nothing to do with age. It don't have nothing to do with how long you've been running. It don't have to have nothing to do with chronology, but it has to do with understanding that anybody can get tired sometimes. Anybody can feel like throwing up their hands sometimes. When you've gone through a whole lot of trouble, when you've gone through trouble year after year, and you had circumstances to put your back up against the wall year after year, and after you've done the best that you could. I'm preaching somebody's story here this morning. After you've done the best that you thought you could do, and things still haven't worked out the way you thought they ought to work out, he says, even the youth will faint, and the young men will utterly fall. But I stopped by this afternoon to talk to us about any day now, and that's where I'm getting to right now. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I was driving down the street, and that's what the Lord dropped in my heart, because while I was driving down the street and I was feeling faint, and I was feeling weary in my soul, and I said, Lord, you know, I'm just really tired, God. And the Lord dropped in my heart, he dropped this verse in my spirit. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I begin to talk to God and inquire about God. What do you mean, Lord? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I begin to talk to God. I said, Lord, I've been waiting on you a long time, and things haven't worked out yet. He said, no, let me tell you something. He says, I need you to look deeper at the word wait. Because wait don't mean stand around. Wait doesn't mean sit back. And he says, but wait here means to look with expectation. He says, yeah, you're waiting, but you ain't expecting nothing. I wish I had somebody pray. He says, because many times, he says, now let me help you, preacher. You are a religious man. And he says, religious people will keep on going because it's part of their religion. He says, but expectation is a different thing than being religious. He says, I don't want you to do it because it's a part of your religion. He says, I want you to wait on the Lord. He says now, he says to wait on the Lord. He says, for those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And he says, while you're waiting, you got to understand expectation. When a man, anybody ever been standing on the street waiting for the bus to come? And you don't have the schedule with you. And you know, back in the day when I lived in the city, there was no schedule back then. I guess CTA has a schedule now. But back in the day, CTA didn't have no schedule. You took your chances. So you just went to the bus stop. And to prove your expectation of the bus coming, every now and then you would step to the edge of the curb and look down, because you were waiting in expectation. Y'all ain't praying with me. You were looking in expectation to see if the bus is coming. Oh, that's a different kind of waiting.